Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City, Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against... fuck that. No, we're not. Tonight, we're not on an active war against bullshit. We're here to have some fun and maybe cause some bullshit. That's what I'm about right now, causing some bullshit. Anyways, like to give a big shout out to my cousin. He's having his... just found out his girl is pregnant with his second child. So congrats.
Married?
Oh, Jesus. Don't worry about it. Oh, God. God put me on the spot like that. No, I'm not blowing up my cousin's spot like that. So anyways, yeah. So today we're doing the prank call show, you know, where you guys give me some phone numbers. And I call and I fuck with them. You tell me, you email me their number, do not put it in the chat room. The email is crotchshotradio@yahoo.com. I'm monitoring it. I get a ping every time I get an email. Do not put the phone number in the chat room. Do not call me and tell me the number. We want to keep this private for obvious.
Skype?
With a Skype. Oh, yeah, you can Skype me it at crotchshotradio. Add me, and I will add ye. But do not, like, again, if you're on the chat room on rantingloueb.blogspot.com, do not put it in the chat room. I will delete it, and I will not call it, because I don't feel like people fucking blowing up my spot, calling them saying, oh, well, you know, this guy called you on the Crotch Shot Radio Show, you know, he's the guy that did it, because that's happened to me before. Like, you know, you got some motherfuckers that hate me, and they rat me out. And then they try to fuck my shit up. Because a lot of people can't take a fucking joke anymore. You know, you get prank called, you know, on a radio show, and then they want to start sending, like, fucking voodoo at you or some shit. They want to go, ooga booga ooga. You know, it's like... So, I mean, we got some bitches out there that can't take a joke. You know, so anyways, we got these first three numbers. And so anyways, who should I go first? Which one of these three numbers should I go first? You want yours right now too?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Oh God. Oh wait. Okay, we'll go with yours first. And, yeah, let's do this. She's just empowered. Oh, really?
I'm going to mute my mic now.
Alrighty. Add people to this call. Boom. Oops. I swear to God, this is like Mr. Holland's open puss. That's an old joke.
Hello.
Hello, April.
Hi.
Hi, this is Ted Johnson from the Barack Obama campaign 2012.
Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I am calling to personally thank you for helping Mr. Obama get his second election.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
We actually got your number from a call list, and it says that you are one of his supporters.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. And, you know, his second inauguration is coming up. And I would like to call and congratulate you, because we have a ticket for you.
Oh, but it's tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, are you sure? Would you like to go?
I mean, how would I get there?
Oh, you should have mentioned that. We could set up a ticket for you at will call, if you like. Just what's your nearest airport?
Orlando International Airport.
Orlando International Airport. You know, that should be enough time because we'll have you'll have a seat there. You know, we'll have everything set up and, you know, you go and you celebrate. Also, we'll have like a little party afterwards and, celebrating the continued, the success of this country.
Wait, I'm confused. What are you saying? You have a ticket for me to go to the inauguration?
Yes. And we could fly you out there.
Washington, D.C.?
Well, it sure as hell isn't in Guam. I mean, where else? I mean, look, are you excited?
Yeah, but I mean, this is dumb. Is this like a joke or something?
No. I mean, we would just want to thank the people that supported Mr. Obama through the ups and downs, even through the whole the conservative menace and the war against women. I mean, as a woman, I mean, how do you feel about Mr. Obama's job in office?
Well, truth be told, the other day I tweeted because I was at my pharmacist and I was getting my renewal birth control for free. And I was like, well, thank you, Mr. Obama, because I've been paying for it up until this year. So, that made me happy.
So that means you can have sex for free now.
Well, I don't know about having sex for free. You use the pill for a lot of other stuff, like, you know, controlling the flow and, you know, acne and things. I hate that argument got compartmentalized to just sex. It's beneficial for other stuff, so but yes, I can do that too.
Yes. Well, I mean, look, Mr. Obama, he was raised by a single mother and, you know, he, of course, will do anything and everything to protect women. He has two beautiful daughters that are protected, you know. And so, yes, we would like to thank you. So, Orlando International Airport.
Uh-huh.
And, okay, is it April Jones or did we get the last name correct? Or
no, they just, Gamble.
Oh, okay. They usually put Jones if they don't have the last name.
Okay.
Yeah. So, do you have a address? I mean, I don't really don't hear your excitement about going to the inauguration.
I'm excited, but this is just so outlandish. Who calls you the night before the inauguration and say, hey, you can go to the inauguration?
Well, look, we were going through the names and seeing who, I mean, truth be told, your name was picked out of random. So, we're trying to get it all together. You know, this is the government, by the way. You know, we don't do anything on time.
Oh, okay. So this is not like you're not trying to get my personal information to identity.
No, we don't need a credit card. We don't need anything from you other than your ID when you go pick up your tickets, obviously.
Okay, so you mean to tell me that tomorrow morning or
tomorrow?
Tonight,
actually, you're going to have to be there by 12 a.m.
Tonight, okay.
Tonight.
I go to the airport, right?
Yes, that's where
and
the planes are.
You're going to put me on an airplane and take me to Washington, D.C.
Well, it's going to be coach.
Okay, well, I'm fine. I've never flown first class before. But you're going to fly me to Washington, D.C., okay?
And fly you back.
And fly me back the same day.
Well, you'll probably come back Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday morning. If not, we could arrange a Greyhound bus to take you back.
No, I don't want to get on a Greyhound.
Oh, okay.
Unless I have to get. Well, no, I won't get on a Greyhound. I can find.
We can give you the front seat if that's a problem.
Well, here's the thing. I'm a school teacher, so I gotta be at work.
Oh, okay. So what's your wow, that's fantastic. What subject do you teach?
English.
Oh. Okay. All right. So yeah, we'll definitely shout out your school and at the party.
Okay.
Since you are our teacher, what are your thoughts on the government saying to arm teachers to protect the students?
Oh, that's a ridiculous thing. Let's not know what we do every day.
Yeah.
If you gave a teacher a gun, I guarantee you, you would probably see much more carnage than you did in some of the other incidents. It's too volatile a profession. You don't give disrespectful teachers who deal with disrespectful children, you don't give them guns. That's not what you do.
Okay, well, so you go pack the, it will be American Airlines.
Okay.
Flight 206, 12 a.m. Please get there at least 45 minutes ahead of time.
Okay, let me write this down. American Airlines.
206.
Flight 206. Yes,
your ticket, April Gamble, just to give them your name. I'm already calling them. Well, actually, I already have one of my aides call them.
Okay.
I have aides. So,
And your name, please?
My name is Ted Johnson.
Ted Johnson. Okay. And so where am I going to stay in Washington, D.C.?
You're going to be sleeping on my couch. No, I'm just kidding. We actually have a partnership with a hostel. It's a very good hostel. It's right by Pennsylvania Avenue, and we'll have you all set up and ready to go.
But I wouldn't need the name of that place.
Well, we're gonna pick you up, so we'll pick you up and drop you off because I really don't have that information right now. But we did make sure that it's nice and clean. You'll have a private little private room. You'll just have to share the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I get like an email or something with this?
Ted Johnson at Obama.net.
I mean, but like a confirmation email of this information?
What, this call isn't enough?
I mean, but do you understand the position that you're telling me that I have a flight at midnight to go to the inauguration in the morning?
Well, look,
this sounds like I'm going to get to the airport and they're going to be like, what are you talking about, lady? There's no ticket here for you. I mean,
okay, well, look, if you can't, you're going to an airport. We're not telling you to meet you behind the Quickie Mart or something.
I know, but who picks me up at the airport in D.C.? They might take me to an alley and hurt me or something like that.
Well, his name is Rufus. He's a former football player with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, Rufus. Rufus what?
Jenkins.
Jenkins, Kansas City Chiefs. Okay.
Well, he was a former linebacker. I mean, he got hurt. He was with 20 years ago. He wasn't one of the famous ones, which is why he's driving now instead of, you know, signing with Lawrence Taylor, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And a hostel of no name.
Hold on. Let me get the name of the hostel for you, because they didn't give me all the information right here. Just, you know, it's all I know, it has Wi-Fi You know, of course, the hot water and towels are free. I mean, we just, it's like, all I know, it's like $30 a night. Ah, it's Aunt Bee's Little White House.
Say that, Aunt Bee's Little White House?
Yes.
Like from the Andy Griffith Show?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I'm a child of the 90s.
Oh, okay. Well, me too. Kind of sort
of. All right.
Wait, I'm going to have to Google this place, sir.
Okay, well, look, but we need a decision. Are you able to go tonight or not? So that way we can have the tickets waiting for you. If not, I could go to the next person on the list. But between me and
no,
you, I think he's a white supremacist.
I mean, I don't have to work tomorrow. I need to be back in town on Tuesday. I mean, here's my question. Would you be able to get me on a flight to come back tomorrow? Would that be possible? Could I go and come back on the same day? I need to go work.
That's depending all on you. I mean, how good will you be to us?
I mean, did you hear what I did for Mr. Obama during this? Did anybody? Okay, I guess of course you wouldn't hear.
Well, no, I didn't hear. All I know is you got two gold stars next to your name.
Well, see, they had the people who were doing the door hanging thing in my neighborhood. The door tags had the wrong voting precinct for my neighborhood.
We were getting that a lot. I mean, there are a lot of white supremacists that have been doing that to try to mess up Mr. Obama's chances on regaining the presidency.
I was wondering if that was the case.
No. They were doing that for Romney, but it's kind of ironic because Romney's Mexican. So,
He was born in Mexico.
Well, yeah, no. He was born here, but he is of Mexican descent.
Oh.
Yes. Don't. We know our shit.
So, that's a real place. Okay, well, I gotta go by myself? Is this me who gets to go?
I mean, if you have a puppy, I guess. I don't know.
I do have two cats.
You have two cats. Oh, okay, so you like pussy. So, anyways, well, no, it's usually, we just have the one person. Because we're trying to get as many of his supporters there to go. I mean, unfortunately, because we are paying for the hostel and the flights to and fro, you know, we have to, like, we of course, it's limited.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, back to my original question. Can I come home tomorrow?
Can you come home?
Possible?
You mean yeah. Tomorrow evening? Well, probably not tomorrow evening, probably early Tuesday morning. So hopefully you'll be back in time for work, but you'll probably be snooted from not being able to sleep. So you might want to take that day off. I mean, how many times does a black man get elected? Not once, but twice.
I can make arrangements.
This is historical. I mean, I'm pretty sure the kids want a break, you know, to get a substitute teacher just to, you know, slack off for the day. I mean, it's just one day.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
I mean, unless
I don't even know what the weather is like. I don't have anything to wear in my direction.
Trust
how
me.
How am I supposed to get there and back? Where will I know where to stand and stuff like that? Like,
oh no, we got tickets and seats for you.
Okay.
Yes,
so,
we got it all figured out, baby.
Okay, I'll go.
You'll go?
I'm still not believing this is the truth, but I live 5 minutes from the airport, so if I get there and it's a scam, it's okay.
Well, don't worry, you'll be pleasantly surprised. And from what I gathered, you could get free peanuts and soda on the flight.
Yeah, I can. Well, let me ask you a question. If I have any difficulty, is there a number where I can reach you?
Difficulties? What do you mean difficulties?
Like, for some reason, if I get lost, or the room is not ready at the hostel, or something of that matter. Who is the point of contact?
Okay. Well, or you got a pen and paper?
Sure, I do.
This is my direct number.
Okay.
It is 1-800.
Uh-huh.
867.
Mm-hmm.
5305.
By what?
305.
305. Okay. Well, I guess I'll go past then.
Yes, ma'am. I'll see you there, Ms. Gamble.
Thank you. Bye.
God bless. And that's how you ruin someone's fucking day. That's...
Oh my god, dude. You're a fucking genius. I can't believe she fell for that. Dude, she is such an asshole because she...
8675
you know, I'm independent and blah, blah, blah. But she wanted to be treated like a lady, and she wanted me to basically wine and dine her ass. And I just got, like, fed up with it. And I was like, you
eight,
know what?
Six,
fuck it.
How did she not go for that 8675305867? Come on. She's dumb as hell. Which proves positive that anyone that fucking worships Obama is an obvious fucking retard.
Yeah, and not only does she worship him, she's a fucking acolyte.
Mm-hmm.
She went out and fucking made sure this asshole got reelected.
Damn! The acolytes. WWE. Damn!
There's literally a cult. Basically, he's like the first, you know, the first real change because he's a black guy instead of just being another pompous, you know, arrogant, and corrupt white guy. I mean...
Oh, wait, I fucked it up. 8675309.
She's probably going to call, and it's going to be a dead number. I mean, I really wish that there was some way that we could have roped her on, and she would have been able to go to the airport. Because she doesn't live that close to the airport. It does take her, and she does have to get on a toll road.
Make that bitch pay!
She was such an asshole, man.
8675309 867. Oh, God! You know how fucking fantastic would it be having that Muppet go to the fucking airport, fucking having to pay to get there, and then realize she got fucked.
I don't think she's going to go. I think she was just playing along. I doubt she's going to. And if she does, damn, dude. I wish I could be there to actually see that shit.
She'd be like, you know what, girl? They called me. Some asshole called me saying that he was going to put me up.
In a fucking hotel with a plane ticket. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Fuck it. Not even a hotel, a fucking hostel. And she has to share the bathroom. You know how fucked up that shit would be?
Well, I got another one. I'm going to put it in. But get to the other ones, because those guys probably also chipped in, so I don't want to steal from them.
Should have called the Rick Roll hotline. That's so cliche. I really
we should do private numbers because I like when it's private numbers because a lot of these people have protocol and shit, you know. So we should do private numbers. Here's one that you'll like.
Yeah, hold on. I got a few phone numbers. Oh snap. No, I am not calling your sister. I'm not falling for that one. Like, I got chewed out for calling someone's mom. I'm not calling family. Especially me. Especially the way I go through it. Oh, I'm not doing that.
No, I sent another one in the Skype chat, so take a look at that.
Alrighty.
It's good shit. Yeah, I'm gonna send you the ads that you have. You could actually see for yourself. You know, it's real good shit. You're gonna like this. I guarantee. And she will pick up. I'm pretty sure she will pick up.
Don't be calling me no weak ass shit. I'm getting called a weak ass because I'm not gonna fucking call somebody's sister.
No family members, no professional life.
Yeah, I can't do that. No. I mean, come on, use your fucking brain, Jesus. Like, yo, dude, prank my sister. Knowing how fucking raw I get, you want me to call family? Are you kidding me? I wouldn't let you fucking call my sister. Shit. I wouldn't even let you prank my... How the fuck you want me to fucking start pranking your family and I wouldn't let you do that shit to me? Shit.
We'll call that number that I just sent you.
Alright. Hookers are one thing because they're not even people.
Exactly.
Damn, she looks like she's on heroin too.
Hey, put the link on the chat so people can see.
No, because you know why? Because they'll fucking rat me out. They'll be like, "This is the guy that called you."
Okay, never mind then. Don't do that.
Come on. Think. I gotta fucking cover my ass.
call her up. This is good shit right here.
they'll fucking call her up, be like, you know, Louis B fucking called you and shit. Okay. Call her now.
I'm gonna mute the mic.
You have reached 407-927-3238. Leave a message. I'll get back to you when I can. Thanks.
Shit. The number, I couldn't hang up in time. Fuck.
Yeah, I got last one from me. You're going to like this one. Hold on.
Anyway, she's a Craigslist hooker and she fucking advertises her number, so fuck it.
Hold on, here's another good one.
I mean, seriously, how old does it say she is? She's 29, she looks like she's 35. The drugs have... I mean, she's cute, so the drugs haven't really fucked her up, but, you know... But
here's another good one, okay?
Then again, she's a redhead, and I love me some redheads.
Hold on.
Get with it. I'm just not gonna fucking call family. Damn, Kaleo, shit. Fuck, you know, it's... Let me call this guy. I got this one, okay. This guy's name is Aaron. He lives in L.A., failed gangster rapper, stole tons of money from lots of investors, has babies he doesn't even know or care about. Owes everyone tons of money and for everything. Ah. Alrighty. This guy I'm getting. I'm gonna get that bitch.
Thank you, Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed has been changed, disconnected, or...
And he gives me the wrong number. Alrighty.
The number I gave you, the 3256 number.
Oh, okay. Here's an actor who thinks he's a cowboy, miserably failed at a hustle, tons of money from up. Nearly on. Yeah, I'm gonna be the IRS at fucking 10:30 in the evening on a Sunday. God damn it. Jesus Christ. You must be new here.
the pussy. You're dead.
Excuse the fuck out of me. Hello?
Hey, who's this?
My name is Chris Geo. I'm calling because you owe me some money.
Do what?
You owe me at least 200 grand. You took some money. I told you who the fuck my name is. Stop trying to act tough over the fucking phone and let's discuss business.
All right, speak your piece, man.
Speak my piece? Again, you took some money from a friend of mine. So a lot of that money was mine. And we need to talk about how you're going to fucking pay that shit back.
Okay, now, what friend was this that I took some money from, supposedly?
Oh, come on, let's not act stupid here. Come on. You know what you did. I know what you did. The only reason why you're not getting locked up is because I want my fucking money back.
And where was this supposed transaction that taking the place?
Come on, Hollywood. Does that ring any bells?
Hollywood.
Come on.
Do you know who this is?
Some fucking fake-ass wannabe cowboy? Come on.
What's my name?
Clayton. How's that? Now you want to talk serious?
Now, I took some money from your friend in Hollywood.
Okay, are you a parrot or are we going to talk business? Come on.
I'm trying to figure this out, man, because...
Why are you trying to figure...
none of this seems familiar to
okay.
me at all.
Why are you sounding... Don't be getting all jumpy with me. You call picking up the phone cussing. Are you a gentleman? Are you going to be a gentleman about this?
What is this? What is this from, man?
Where is this from? Why are you playing stupid? You owe me 200 grand. That's it. How you want to do this?
How do I owe you 200 grand, man?
Okay, why are you acting stupid? Stop acting stupid. Stop acting dumb questions. You know exactly where it's going.
I'm not a fucking cop. I'm asking pertinent, serious questions.
Look here. You wanted to be a little cowboy. You're acting like a cowgirl. Come on.
When was this supposed transaction supposed to happen?
I don't have to give you. I don't have to give you a fucking date. I don't have to give you for any fucking details. You know damn well where you stole the money from. You owe me 200 grand. You could take it up with the other guys. What you owe them. But just know that you fucked up on some real powerful people right now, and we could get to you.
When did I supposedly steal this money, man?
Okay, you want to know the date? The date is if you don't fucking come up with the money, sometime during the future, there's going to be an accident.
It's what?
You had five years to fucking pay this shit off, but you wanted to fucking jerk yourself off and do jack shit about it. And we're not fucking...
200 grand
and we're
from
not,
who?
200 grand from who? Why you continue to act stupid? We know. Just admit it. Just admit it. Apologize and tell us when you're going to fucking pay us back.
Well, first of all, I would like to know who this person I supposedly got 200 grand from.
Actually, no, you actually stole 2 mil.
Really?
Big Rick is not too pleased.
Big Rick? What Rick would that be?
Holy shit, how many Big Ricks do you know?
What's his last name?
Wait a minute, what's his last name? His last name is Rick, first name Big. That's all you fucking need to know. You know who I'm talking about. Quit acting stupid.
Where's this Big Rick supposedly from?
Didn't I just tell you fucking Hollywood?
How old is this Big Rick?
What, now you want his height, his fucking blood type?
No, I didn't ask that. I said, where's he from?
Wait a minute, where's he from?
Yeah, where's he from? You know this Big Rick so well. You ought to know a little bit about him, his background and shit. Where's he from?
Rick. Oh, really? If I don't know his background, you ain't going to pay back the 200 grand? He's in his late 60s. He's from Silver City. How's that?
Yeah, that was my business partner, man.
Yeah, you owe him money. and he borrowed money from me. So you stole my money, too.
Oh, really?
Fucking tough act you got going on is really cute.
Hey, let me ask you this. Did Imani put you up to this?
Who?
Imani.
Imani?
Rob Appling.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know
Rob Appling? You know Rob Appling?
Yeah, I know him. He told me you got your money. Got my money.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Considering Rob Appling got $800,000 from Rick when he jumped over me because Rick was my partner originally in my multimedia company that I went to Hollywood with. See, you don't know the backstory, homie.
I don't give a shit. As long as I get my fucking money, that's all I fucking care about.
I don't need to know. Listen, look.
I don't need this fucking Jerry Springer bullshit. I don't need this
when
Jerry Springer fucking.
Hey, listen. When
what,
I did
hurry
my
up.
With Rick, there was nobody named Chris G in the picture, man. So you need to get your shit straight. Otherwise, I think you're just skeezing, motherfuckers. And you might be broke right now trying to see what kind of fucking trap you can set for somebody. But that ain't happening here, dog, because that ain't going to happen. Because
I was a very silent...
I don't owe you.
You
and
owe me 200 grand.
Or anything either. Man.
Oh, that's not what he's saying. That's not... With this other cat is saying...
I'll tell you what. Why don't you call me in about 20 minutes? I'm going to call Rick myself and talk to him. Because I got that luxury. I got it like that, man.
You got it like that? You think you're a fucking shot caller? That's why you got kicked out of Hollywood? Where you went running when you stole money?
I didn't steal no money from nobody. I didn't get kicked out of Hollywood.
Look,
man, I can just straight up in Hollywood anytime I want to.
Really, that's why you're a fucking failure, and you had to run to fucking Arkansas. Huh, redneck? They ran you out of the business.
I don't know where this is coming from out of the straight up blue, that you're going to call me and tell me I owe you some money, and I don't even know who the fuck you are, man.
You don't need to know who the fuck I am. This is Chris G. I was a silent partner in the background. Where you think you got all that money from, dog? Now it's time to pay the fucking piper.
Well, tell you what, won't you call me back in about 20 minutes and let me confer with my people, all right? How about that?
As long as it gets me a fucking suitcase full of money.
All right, we'll see, man. Call me back in 20 minutes, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay, you're a sweet kid, okay?
Thanks, Chris.
All right. Oh, shit. Oh shit. Oh. Oh, he's shitting himself right now. Amit, you there? He's like, "What?" I heard his voice cracking. Oh, dude, imagine if by me doing that, I fucking cause them to make a mistake and they get arrested for being jackasses. It's like, how did they catch us? Oh. And he gave me some information to somebody that, somebody he don't know. How the hell you give it? He's dropping the dime on people that to someone he doesn't even know. Oh, what a fucking amateur. Oh, man. Jesus. All right, who's next?
Oh, remember the one I just sent?
Yeah.
Yeah, do that one. Raise the sticker.
What? Oh, that one? Okay, let me see.
Backstage.
Yeah, seriously, why do all these chicks from Orlando look all cracked out?
Because they are.
They all look fucking cracked out. Like, yo. Alright, this is going to be a dumb one. So this is going to be fairly quick.
The mailbox belonging to 407.
Damn it.
Let me send you another one.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. Hold on.
Eddie Arena goes, you look cracked out. Fucking, you better love me. Shit. Where the fuck? Yeah, well, straight up fucking dime dropper. Got Nancy. That dude's gonna get himself killed. He has loose fucking lips. How the fuck do you just?
I got one right here. This guy is he's a salesman for Amway, or pyramid scheme.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're gonna like this one.
Alrighty. Orlando Escorts. I mean, they're cute. I mean, they're cute for cracked out chicks, for God's sakes. But most of these fucking hookers are like, they look like they're on the edge of about to being used up. Okay, that's a lie. This one just looks all used up and a mannish.
Which one? The one who's in the sunglasses or the redhead?
No, the one that's charging $100 an hour for girlfriend experience. That's just low prices. And looking at her pictures, she's fucking overcharging. You know what? I'm calling this one because I'm like, yeah, how dare you?
The 29-year-old?
Yeah. I'm calling this one because you know what? I this is how I'm gonna fight crime by fucking treating fucking prostitutes like disgusting animals like they are.
Hello?
Hey, Courtney.
Yes.
Hey, I saw your ad on Backpage, and I just want to know, what the fuck are you thinking? Yep. She hung up.
Now, okay, call her again, but, you know, call her again in an hour and use a different phone number and try to do something legit.
I can't. Let me use a different phone number.
All right, never mind. She's not going to pick up now. Thank you for blowing that one.
Yeah, it was just going to be a... It was just going to be a... Like, what the fuck are you thinking?
All right, well, call this dude, okay? He's a real funny guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's an Amway representative.
Okay.
You know what Amway is, right?
Yes. Yes.
Pyramid scheme.
Yeah. Right. Sell some fucking porcelain trinkets.
No. He's going to be in the health and nutrition. So the name of the... The name of the stuff that he's selling is called Neutralite and XS Energy.
Ready. Scott?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Steve. I'm just calling because I just want to find out what's in those Neutralite pills. Hello? Oh, really? Game on. Fuck.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Scout, we seem to have gotten disconnected.
Yes.
Hi, yes, I'm just calling to find out what's in those Neutralite pills.
Which ones?
Which ones? Hold on, let me see what's the natural B complex.
Okay.
Yeah, because my father, he took them and he had a really bad reaction to them.
Okay.
So he's like right now in the hospital and I'm trying to fucking get as much information on these so that way I could tell the doctors what he took and how they could help him, because like right now they're trying to clean him out because he, you know, is like he caught like a tightness in his chest. It wasn't like a heart attack. But it was like something like, I guess, a conniption or something like that. I don't know how they explained it.
Okay.
But it's like he had a really bad reaction. And I mean, he gave me your number, tell him to call you, see if you could give him, find out what it is. And right now I'm kind of pissed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Who's your dad?
My dad's name is Ted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ted. What's his last name?
Johnson.
Did he get him from me?
Well, he got the number. It was your number, so I guess you're head of the team that sells this. He doesn't know which person under your team that sold it, but you're like the head guy. So I just thought I'd just go to the source and see if we can resolve this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Where do you guys live?
We're in Orlando.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So let me give you guys some info. I'm sorry. I've never actually met your father, but I'm happy to give you any info.
Right.
Here, so.
I mean, where are you at? Maybe we can meet up and we could discuss this face-to-face like men, because, you know, you put my dad in the hospital.
Sorry that your father's in the hospital. I didn't put you out.
Well,
you
sell this poison that put my dad in the hospital. Like, how do you like live with yourself? I mean, how do you like negotiate with your soul, putting a man in the hospital who's just trying to get himself healthy and just ended up getting himself sicker? I mean, he bought the shakes, he bought the vitamins, you know, because he's trying to be there because he has a grandson on the way. I'm like, how dare you?
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Steve Johnson.
Okay, Steve, I'm happy to give you
my dad. My dad's name is Ted.
Steve, I'm happy to give you any information that can help your dad situation.
Okay. I mean, right now, if something happens to him right now, if I can't get to him on time, you're going to pay.
Steve, I'm really sorry to hear that something is going on with your dad.
Yeah.
He's been
taking Neutralite products exclusively. Because he was trying to get himself healthy so that way he could see his first grandchild. And it's going to be a boy.
Well, I assume that's yours, so congratulations on that. But let's get the doctors what they need to understand what your dad took so that they can do what they need to do to help him. Is that...
Okay.
I just want to focus on what we need to do right now. So
yeah, just give me whatever links... I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just let me calm myself down. But I'm
no,
just like
I understand.
I can't.
Sir.
I can't lose my old man.
I understand.
He taught me how to play baseball. How to defend myself from the bully. I mean, this man is my world.
I understand. I have a father, and I am a father. I feel you 100%. So let me just tell you what. Do you want a list of ingredients that are in the vitamins, or I don't know what would help the doctors. Do you have a smartphone that has access to the internet?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes. And also, if you could send me your attorney's name and number as well.
I don't have an attorney, but...
Oh. You might need to get one.
Okay. Well, let me do this. Let me text you a link to the product so that you can figure out...
No, just tell me the link right now because I'm on my phone and I need to call other people. I got a pen and paper ready.
Okay. It was Amway.com.
Amway.com.
And then you would just search in the keyword search for Neutralite B, and it'll pull up a little tab. There'll be a section that says resources, where it has the nutritional information. That's the same thing that's on the bottle. There's a PDF that says product guide, and then there's a supplements label icon key that should have, you know, I mean, the nutritional information has the list of ingredients that are on it.
All right.
That's probably going to be the best one.
Okay, if I have any other problems, I will give you a call, but, I'm probably going to need to speak to your lawyer. Well, my lawyer will have to speak to your lawyer if this goes south, because you can't be selling this anymore.
Well, all right? I'd love to know that your dad's okay when the doctors fix whatever's going on with him. I would love
okay.
to know
that. All right, I'll give you a call back and let you know anything, okay?
Okay. All right, I appreciate it. Good luck, Steve.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Holy shit.
Dude, I was texting you, telling you which supplements that, you know, you need to put on there. I mean, you didn't. If you would have done it, it would have been more convincing.
I think I had them eating out of my hand. Holy shit. Oh, that's how you destroy someone's soul. Now, he's going to be up all night thinking,
no, he's
oh,
not.
Shit.
Look, these Amway people are very ignorant and very selfishly greedy people. They don't care. They sell stupid shit. And this stuff right here, for a fucking 31-day supply of just, like, multivitamins that you can get, like, you know, Centrum, how much do you think a 30-day supply of Centrum costs?
About 30 bucks.
Yeah, you know how much it is, customer price on Amway? It's $80.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Freaking Neutralite Natural B Complex is like $30 for like a week's worth of supplies.
Mm.
Their protein powder is $40. I'm like, I don't know, man, because I can get, you know, that big-ass freaking tub of protein powder for like less than $80.
Yeah,
no,
Amway, you know, Amway, freaking Mary Kay, anybody that sells that shit are worse than AIDS. Because, I mean, they're just selling overpriced crap that you could get for 99 cents at your local drugstore. And they're like, oh, well, it's like Alex Jones selling that fucking, that something tangerine that has mercury in it. That's all that shit is. And then he's like, you can make $1 million fucking selling poison and selling overpriced crap to your neighbors. Yeah, that's how you act neighborly to people, by fucking geeking them out of their money by selling them shit like this, because all these fucking guys use is like, oh, well, you know, I'm helping this guy. You know, you're tugging at people's heartstrings, you know, selling this shit. Say, oh, well, you know, I'm helping him and his family, so it doesn't matter if he, you know, if I spend a little extra money, at least it's going to some. No, they don't even, they probably get like, what, 15 cents per $80 bottle they buy? They sell? Yeah. Oh, that's going to Ching Chong Ping Pang in China that makes this shit. And the other 2 cents are going to the people that actually fucking are on the assembly line. So anyways, I gotta pee real quick. Let me play this song. You know what? Let me play this song. I haven't played this group in a while. They're called Five Cases of a Tragedy. And this song is called Through the Unseen. We'll be right back. That was Five Cases of a Tragedy with their song Through the Unseen. Check them out on Facebook. Give them a search. Everything is on Facebook. Kaleo, I see the real Louis. Mean. That poor guy. He was so nice. I would have hung up on him so fast. That's the thing. People don't fucking... People, what? Is there freaking beef going on in the chat room? So, let's see. What's going on? People are saying he was too nice.
The thing, though. These Amway salesmen are supposed to be your best friend. They're essentially like politicians.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Obama was a Mary Kay salesman, wasn't he? That fucking sissy.
Exactly my point.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. I got some more here.
Tell him the truth before you hang up. You know, I don't like telling people that they've just gotten pranked.
That's the thing. That you gotta really gut them in, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
these
people
have hurt people, okay? So that's why they're being called. These are not good people.
Mm-hmm. Did you notice that I started putting in a voice like this?
Yeah. Yeah, that's some fucked up shit, bro.
Yeah. Let's see.
Give me a minute here.
Okay.
I got another girl. No. She's probably going to figure out.
Corned beef, Italian beef. Kaleo's like, sometimes I wish I knew how it was to be gay. Why the hell would you want to know? It's like if you know what you are, anal beads rock. What the fuck? Okay. What the fuck is going on? I've lost control of the calls, the chat. Oh, shit's breaking loose.
Oh, okay, I got another one. This lady right here. She a friend of mine went to see her. Okay.
Mhm.
A friend of mine went to see her. Okay.
Okay, wait, spiritual wannabe. He lives in Boulder, Colorado, married with a baby, dirt farmer. What the fuck is a dirt farmer? Alright, I'm calling this guy. Oh, okay.
I got the perfect one now. Okay?
What's the name of his wife? Cause I already know how to fuck him up. Yeah, Backpage MILF. Really?
Look it up.
Oh, alright. All right. Well,
did you see her pictures?
Let's look at her pictures. Jesus Christ! Talk about butterface. Actually, no. She got no ass. Tell me, how the fuck do you wear a thong and it's baggy? Oh, I just gotta call her just to fuck him. Just to fucking just demean her. Remember, hookers are not people.
Do it.
Hey, okay. This is Mickey. Sorry I missed your call. Leave your name and number, and I'll get back with you. Thanks, and have a great day.
Hey, Nikki. First of all, I would like to say you're a butterface. Second of all, how the hell are you wearing a thong and it's baggy in the back? Isn't that shit supposed to be at least form-fitting? Stop doing drugs, all right? Get out the business, get a real job, bitch. And gone. There you go. So, okay. Alrighty, I hung up. Let's call this guy. This is some dirt farmer, apparently. Add to call. Alrighty. Okay, it's not letting me add to call. Why is it not letting me call? What the hell? Amit, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. It was like really.
Oh, dude! Loud, I got another
loud
good
silence.
Another good one right here. Here, check this one out. Oh yeah, you know you want to call her.
Wow. Well, look, she looks cracked out. All these Orlando fucking hookers are cracked out. Like, she could be pretty. She could be very pretty if she didn't lead such a hard life. I mean, I guess she's an Orlando 10, but a New York 6 and a Los Angeles 3.
Does New York really have, like, that many cute girls?
Oh, phenomenal.
Yeah, but they're probably total assholes, though.
Oh, of course, you shit. I mean, that's why most guys date fat chicks, because, you know, for them to reach that high, you know, these bitches smack them down like their shits are made out of gold.
Yeah, so give this bitch a call. Name is.
Yeah, now I don't want to be calling hookers. It's just like, you know, like, all right, it's been done.
Come on, man.
Are you? Look, do not fuck with me.
Hold on. I'll get you some legit ones. All right.
Too legit to quit. Huh? Oh, too legit to quit. I'm too legit. Don't you understand how too legit I am?
Mm.
Alrighty, let me see. Why the fuck is it not? It's not letting me fucking dial. How the fuck do I dump all these numbers? Sorry. Let's do full screen. Show. Don't tell me this. Fucking Skype. Alrighty. Still trying to figure this shit out. Why is it not letting me fucking dial? Okay, well. Schnit.
This is a student of dentistry over here.
Hot dog down the hallway. Oh, sent the correct number. That's probably what it is. He sent me the wrong fucking number. Okay. Let's see if this works. That's probably what it was. It was wrong number. It was a wrong number. Still not letting it. It's not letting me dial. Oh, okay. Remove this. Remove. Alrighty. Think we're in business. And we're in business. Alright, boom. Me calling.
Where are you calling?
Yeah, not. Just trust me.
Hello, this is Jesse.
Hi, can I speak to Angela, please?
Yeah, can I ask you a call?
Hey, this is Steve from Silver City.
Steve from Silver City?
Yeah.
Okay, 1 second.
All right.
Can you tell us a little bit about who you are and how we know you?
Well, you don't know me. She does.
Okay. She seems to not recall.
Oh. Are you her husband or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
And this is my phone, and she has her own phone number, but you're calling my phone, so I'm just...
Oh.
Curious.
How did she... So she gave me your phone, I guess, to tell me that she's married now. Oh. That was funny. When did you guys get married?
A few years ago.
A few years ago?
Yeah.
You mean she was married?
How did she know you?
Well, last year we kind of hooked up.
You and Angela hooked up last year?
Yeah.
Huh.
Huh. She didn't tell me she was married.
Well, maybe you have the wrong Angela.
I really don't think so.
Can you tell me what kind of tattoo she has?
Well, I was not paying attention to her tattoos.
Well, then, I don't know. It sounds like kind of prank to me.
It does?
Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Her, you know, Salvador Samadi?
Yeah?
Yeah, that's Angela.
Uh-huh. Where did you meet her, and where did you hook up with her?
Silver City.
Yeah, and how did it happen?
I mean, we met in a bar, we started getting talking. One thing led to another. We went back to my place.
Why don't we put Angela on speakerphone? And
yeah, sure. Put her on.
This is Steve from Silver City.
At the Buffalo Bar.
Who is this? I don't know who.
Hey, sweetie, long time no talk to. I mean, I thought we were supposed to meet up on Saturday. At the Buffalo Bar, that's where we first met. And now I find out you have a husband.
I have no idea who you are.
Okay, look, sweetie, stop playing games. You're obviously, like, I know I'm kind of fucking pissed that you didn't tell me you were married.
I'm going to report you to the police if you use that language anymore.
What language?
You just used the F word.
The F word. That's not against the law.
Well,
nice try. Okay, so you're more worried about the way I'm talking than getting the truth? Dude,
no,
you're married.
I don't get the truth from some stranger who called me up, you know, out of the blue.
Okay, well, believe
unless,
what
you
want.
You
believe,
telling,
believe,
you know,
believe, believe, believe what you want to... Well, she sucked my dick. She let me put in her ass. I mean, what kind of details do you want?
So, what's your last name?
Rogers.
Steve Rogers?
Steve Rogers.
And yes, who else do you know in Silver City?
What do you mean, who else do I know? I know my mom, I know my dad.
Yeah,
you know,
names.
Names? You want to know the names? My dad's name is...
single person who lives in Silver City.
Don Rogers, my dad. Mary Rogers, my mom. Sissy Rogers, my sister.
I'm not talking about your immediate family.
Okay, well, you know every single solitary person in Silver City?
No, but I know many.
You know many. How's Sheba doing?
She's good.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
So that part was real.
Huh. So, yes.
Okay.
Who else
okay.
do you know in Silver City?
Well, I know Sheba, your black hairy dog. Well, I don't know. I heard about Sheba, your black hairy dog.
Okay.
I mean, and your butt, and I guess John.
John.
Your buddy John? Okay, why is Angela being so quiet? That's what I need to know right now. I mean, don't you find it weird that she's all quiet right now?
No, I don't. I find it weird that you're calling me and
you find it weird that I'm calling you.
I feel like you're
this is it. Okay, if this is harassment, why don't you hang up? But me calling you once is not, this is not harassment. And you blaming the victim is really fucked up. You should really be ashamed.
No,
you should really be ashamed
of
yourself.
You're not telling me anything. You're not telling me. You say you know somebody named John. Yeah, I happen to know John, and I have a dog named Sheba. And
yeah,
and
how did I know? How do I know that?
I don't know. It's like.
Yeah, and I know Teresa. I know Teresa. She's, like, really cool, really hot.
Mm-hmm.
You should have married her.
Do you know my homeboy, Rick D?
I'm not falling for that one. Because if I go, yeah, I know Rick D, and you go, Rick D's nuts. You know, I understand. I get that joke.
No, that's not where I'm going with that.
Okay. Well, no. This is about me hooking up with your wife a year ago. Me not knowing she was married, and you just wanna get mad at me. I understand you. Your wife's there. You don't got the backbone to be like, yo, you hooked up with some dude behind my back. You just wanna come at me. I understand you're hurting right now. You've been a freaking cuckold. For a few years. Because I'm pretty sure I'm not the only guy she's hooked up with behind your back.
Right.
I mean, at least she didn't tell me nothing about you. So, I mean...
Well...
I mean, at least... Yeah.
You know...
Anyways, I ain't getting nowhere with this. You know, I was trying to get...
Where are you trying to get?
I was trying to freaking hook up with... Hook up with her tonight again, see if she wanted to come out, but shit, I didn't know she was married. This shit is awkward.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Silver City.
Where?
What do you mean, where?
Where are you in Silver City?
I'm freaking about to go to the Buffalo Lounge.
Uh-huh.
Buffalo Bar, you know?
Yeah. Alright.
Alright. But this is awkward, man. This is awkward. I don't freaking hook up with married chicks. I didn't know she was married. This is really, you know, I'm not trying to steal your woman away from you. If I would have known she was married, I wouldn't have done anything with her. Because that's not my style.
All right. Cool, man. Well, I appreciate that, and you have a good night.
All right. And someone's going to get slapped up.
Yes, sir. Okay, whoever put this together, I think it'd be better next time if you did this type of prank call to try. Whoever suggested this number, they need to give like a lot more information. That way, it lends more credibility to your character. You know, I mean, saying things erratically, you know, they're going to be like, okay, well, you're getting all this information from someone else. So there can be no suspicion. It has to flow very smoothly.
That's what I'm saying.
So whenever anyone makes a suggestion, just type it in a freaking paragraph and give Louis as much information as possible. This way, when he actually prank calls them, it's flawless.
Yes. Oh man, that's just I'm like fucking ruining lives. Yeah, seriously, I'm going through all these fucking these Backpage hookers from Orlando. First of all, their prices are very reasonable, but they're just all cracked out. It's like you look at them, it's like not only do you get a cheap chick, you're getting enough syphilis for two. You're getting like three flavors of syphilis. Oh, okay, that's a lie. This black chick looks really fucked up. She got National Geographic titties.
Which one? Are you looking at Orlando?
Yes, I'm looking at Orlando.
Do you want some transvestite?
Of course not. Because apparently they can't afford. Like, these are some government assistance looking bitches. It's like, do you take EBT for fucking at the salon?
Hurry.
I swear to God.
Did you get the one that I sent you, the UCF slot?
Yeah. I mean, this one chick looks like she should have one of those discs in her lips and them fucking neck extenders, and she'd be talking like fucking this is National Geographic. The mating habits of the took of fucking African booty scratches. Like, seriously, I've seen a lot better. And look, I'm not fucking deluded enough to think that if I went to Orlando, I would have a shot at any one of these chicks. But at least I want to be fucking turned down by a 10. I'd be damned if I'm going to get turned down by like some 6 and 5s.
Oh, you will.
I'd be damned. Like, oh man. Like how, like, you really, you look like that, and I should really, you know, I mean, fucking, and I bet they're shallow as hell. I bet most of the women in Orlando are shallow as fuck.
Oh, they very much are.
All right, let's see what's going on. Her name is Tia. She's in the dentistry. Okay, I need more information than that. Yeah, just type it in. I need some more information than that before I even call. Because I can't, you know. Like, surrounding areas, you know, where she would go, who her friends are.
Yeah, I don't know that information. All right, scratch that one.
Yeah, scratch that one. We're trying to do this right. Oh, how nice. This fucking bitch takes credit cards. Fucking just slide them between her fucking butt cheeks and you get charged. Really?
The Apple Square thing?
Yeah.
But I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, she pops out with a fucking iPhone and
which one are you talking about? Send me the link.
Alright. Fucking. And she has these professionally done. It's like, I could take phone cards and pay. I just love the bitches that they say, oh, you could pay me with a fucking prepaid credit card. Just give me the fucking PIN number. There you go. Just go, like, everyone's asking me for the link. Go to the back, orlando.backpage.com/female-escorts, and just start looking. And you'd be like, word?
She's pretty cute, man.
Yeah, that's Photoshop. Don't fall for that shit.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
$260 an hour? Are you kidding me? Bitch, it's not made out of platinum. I mean, unless it has motors attached to it, and it vibrates on its own.
Yo, I got a really good one right here.
Oh, here it is. Let me call this one.
Call this one.
All right.
Did you look her up?
Hold on, let me look at her. Whoa! No, not with those crow's feet. Oh, she's 44. She's 44 still in the game. Oh, God. You know, this is the caliber of women you would see walking the streets after they've been hit with AIDS and fucking heroin addiction. And then you're like, oh, I'm trying to get my life together, so I quit heroin. So, like, their face is starting to fill back up with, like, fat and shit because they look so like, used up and shit. But they have to cake on all that. You know what? Fuck it. Let me call her and tell her that shit. I'm actually helping. I'm gonna help change the world by discouraging prostitutes. Yeah, fuck it. Alrighty.
Alright, call the other one.
Yes, dear. National Geographic Titters. Okay, I'm calling this one.
And send me the link. Send me the link.
Alrighty. I'm just gonna be like straight evil with these chicks. I'm just like gonna tell them the truth. Just like, cause that's what they deserve. They deserve.
Hey, check this out. The one I just sent you is a tantric massage. Did you get it?
Wait, okay, now this is, it's not letting me call again. What the fuck? Dynamic view. Full screen. Normal view. Exit full screen. Okay, let me see. Why is it not letting me call? Oh, there we go. Damn it, these hookers are smart. Oh, well.
Go to the tantric massage room.
Hold on. Okay, he's probably at the bar. He's so scared. Get rid of him. I think the name's done. Alrighty. I know exactly what to do with this one.
Are you calling the tantric massage one?
No, I'm calling somebody else.
Hello?
Hey, Curtis?
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you, you know, man to man. Me and Debbie are thinking about getting serious, and the thing is, I know you live with her. So I was kind of wondering, look, you know, I'm not trying to fight you for her. She gets the feeling that you're not really interested in her to begin with.
Who is Debbie?
Your girlfriend?
Linda?
Oh, I got the wrong number.
Yeah. I live in Missouri, and I live with a girl named Linda. I don't know who you are.
Oh, okay, Steve.
Boy, that was fucking corny as hell, man.
I know.
Who the fuck sent that shit? They need to get their information right.
Oh, damn it.
All right, now go and call the tantric massage lady, even if she opens, Like, that's the problem. It's so late at night.
Fuck. Yeah, I mean, that joke would have been so much better if I would have gotten the real correct name.
Damn, that was embarrassing.
Oh. Oh, this sacred erotic touch. That's this sacred. Oh, man. Okay.
You sure?
Okay, let's do this. Fucked me up. Linda? Fuck!
Hi, you...
Damn it.
Alright, let me send one that just got posted. That way you have a good chance of getting something.
I'm damn near 50 years old and I'm a hooker in Kissimmee, Florida. It's like, what the fuck? Like, after a certain time, you need to get the fuck out the game. You should have really worked out your life. Hello, sweetie. What would you like? Would you like a girlfriend? Like, no, ma'am.
I got a really good one here. You gotta try this one. This okay. One's delicious, okay? Alright? This one is good shit now. Hey, you promised you're gonna call this one, right?
Hold on, I'm getting another number, so I'll do you after I do this number.
Okay. Alright.
Chateau on the lake. Yes, we can. You still. I wish I could do Bane.
Hey.
Yes, dear.
Just go to the website link, okay? I'm feeling adventurous tonight.
Ah. I feel like using a soundboard. Don't do a soundboard. Freaking soundboards. No promises. Someone's like, don't get him in trouble. No promises.
Hello.
Hey, Cheryl.
Who's this?
Hey, my name is Steve. You're married to Bob, right?
Who's this calling?
Steve. My name is Steve. You don't know me, hon.
Okay, and what's this regarding?
Your husband or your boyfriend, Bob.
Okay, and what's it regarding?
Okay, I know, like, I've heard, you know, that you're a good person and stuff, and it kind of hurts me to, like, you know, see this happening to, like, good people. Like, because, you know, it's kind of hard, you know, for a guy like me to meet somebody, and then when I see someone getting screwed over like you were, like you're getting... You know, it just kind of upsets me.
Okay, and who are you calling, sir?
I'm looking for Cheryl.
And what's the last name you're looking for? There's no one here at this number.
There's no one, well, oh, you're not Cheryl?
No, I'm not.
Oh. Never mind.
Who are you looking for?
Well, Cheryl Lavenberg.
And I'm sorry. You got the wrong number.
I got the wrong number?
Mm-hmm.
That's her last name, Cheryl Lavenberg.
You got the wrong number.
Are you sure? Ah, fucking bitch.
Dude, just call. The last link I sent, just call that one. I'll be good.
Yeah. Okay, get her. Okay, they want me to quote try again. Okay.
Dude!
And relax.
Hello, you've reached Cheryl Lavenberg.
Oh, what a bitch. That was her. Oh, what a fucking lying bitch.
That's clever, though.
Yeah, that is.
You're gonna call her again?
Yeah. Cause black men don't pay shit. Alright,
Hello, you've reached Cheryl Lavenberg. Please leave your name and number and I'll get back with you as quickly as possible. Have a great day.
You know what, Cheryl? I knew you were fucking lying. I'm almost glad your man is fucking cheating on you. In fact, I bet he's even happier to be fucking without you now. He probably is able to at least fucking get a rod. God, you really are a fucking bitch. I try to help you out, and he's like, I don't know who you're talking about. Fucking lying ass. Word. Alright. We wrecked the merch. Alright, next.
Franny.
Relax. Damn, dude. It's like you really need to maintain, my friend. Maintain.
Sorry.
It's like I can't, you know, we're either gonna do this right or we're not gonna do this at all. You know what I mean?
Understood. Sorry.
Alright. Oh, these are fake pics. Her name is... Well, hey, guys. I want your dreams come true. Oh, T.S. Ash... Oh, this is a tranny. I thought you said Franny. Oh.
No. Do it. It's going to be fun.
Oh, hell. Okay. Let's do this.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Chris Geo.
Hello.
Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right. I just called about your ad on Backpage.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you charge for couples, like one natural girl and a guy? Fuck.
Yeah, I wouldn't do too crazy shit with trannies because they're very temperamental.
What, they dress like bitch? They fucking dress like bitches, so they act like bitches? Like,
of
Jesus.
Of course, you know, you have to get the whole trifecta, you know?
Like, I don't fucking get it. It's like, you were born a dude, you have a dude's mind, and like, okay, you're like, so gay that you want to become a woman, but now you start acting like a bitch, too? Like, what the fuck is that about?
See, that's why a lot of guys turn gay, is because they're sick and tired of women, you know?
Well, that's what you know. I would think that's the reason. But
there's times when like, you know, guys on the MRA forum told me like, yo, man, I really wish I was gay. You know, at least I'd get some kind of sympathy and shit.
Whoa.
Like that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. No. That would never be me.
Well, yeah, no, because
yeah,
it's not
just,
natural.
Jesus.
Yeah, I understand that.
I wouldn't say it's not natural because, you know, I got a lot of gay friends, but, you know, I'm just saying, you know, it's just, you know, I know who I am. I like pussy. In fact, I don't like pussy. I love pussy. I just don't like what's attached to it most of the time.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that comes with the picture.
Yeah, no, just I'm going to – I can't wait until holographic technology gets to the point of Star Trek where I can just start – banging out a programmable holographic image. You know? Just program it. Because apparently you can't program bees' niches. Like, Yeah, no more trannies. Jesus.
Well, the link I sent you wasn't a tranny. The link I sent you is a legit one.
Yes. All right. All righty, yeah. $200? Really? Look, $50 an hour, ladies. If you're gonna charge to use your body, it becomes not invaluable. Or
it becomes public property.
Yeah. So $50. I would understand $50 an hour. You know, if you're gonna charge.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 40.
Damn it. Oh, man, 15 minutes more. Oh, yeah, I can't. I'm going to get me. Patrick Marshall is like, why don't you get yourself an MK Ultra sex slave? Because the prices on that technology haven't gone down since 1969. If not, I would get me an MK Ultra bitch. Just have her, you know, genetically bred just to please me and not fucking say shit. I can't wait. I'm like, you know, they can make the iPhone and the iPad smaller and bigger, but they can't fucking make a complaintless bitch. They haven't come up with a pill. They could come up with a pill to make you fucking catch a rod, but they can't make a pill to shut your bitch up. I can't wait for the day where they come up with like a fucking spray where you can spray a chick and it immediately lowers your standards. Like here. Oh, your self-esteem is way too high. Ah, now she's sucking my dick for validation. See, that would be the most perfect fucking invention ever. God. Psst. All right. You're too fat. Psst. Oh, you're a handsome man.
Where exactly do you live?
Oh, Brooklyn.
You're in Brooklyn?
Yeah. Home of the stuck-up twat. Like, really, I mean, look, I understand you have high self-esteem and you like yourself and stuff, but there really is an unrealistic view of self-worth. Just because you think you deserve to be treated like a princess doesn't make it so. And really, we should really apply the free market principle.
Oh, dude. I've got a nice thick booty $60 special 21-year-old in Brooklyn.
Ugh.
Check this out, man.
Ugh. How fucking atrocious does she look?
Do you tell me.
Wait, you can't tell? That scares me. What, you like them?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So you might like...
Oh, hell no.
I know you like them, you know, big bootied and shit.
No, huh? Yeah, but I don't like them powered by Hostess. fucked up. Like, really, you don't know what you look like, bitch? Oh man, I want to get one of these to fight with one of these its to fight with me. Just fight, you know.
Ooh, how about Asian?
Nah, because it's not usually that they don't work alone, and it's usually some hello. What you want? Ninjawa,
Ninjawa, Ninjawa. Hey, what street do you live off of? What's the name? Who are you calling now?
I'm calling that fat on Instagram.
Hello.
Hey, Chi-Chi?
Yes?
How you doing? I'm calling about your ad on Backpage.
Hi. Are you affiliated with any law enforcement?
No, I'm not affiliated with law enforcement. I'm not a pimp. I am actually a stewardess.
You're what?
I'm a stewardess. I'm a flight attendant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you ever need to go to, like, hell, just let me know. Anyways, I'm just kidding. Just want to know, I'm looking at your $60 special. I'm just, what video, what, you're a video vixen? Hello?
Huh?
You're a video vixen?
Am I what? A video vixen?
Yeah, it says that on your ad. I mean, did you shake it for Kanye?
Not Kanye, but I'm a video vixen.
For what video?
For what?
Hello?
You can talk about that when you come here. Are you going to come?
Well, I'm pretty sure I could doubt that you could make me come, because, I mean, I'm looking at that ass, and that ass got more dents than a fucking Chinese delivery car. What the fuck is that about? You're overcharging people. I hope you know this. And she hung up. Louis Vicious. Strikes again. I'm a video vixen. Bullshit. I call bullshit.
Hey, what street do you live off of?
What street? I'm not saying that out loud.
Okay, what's the... You live in Brooklyn, but what's the division?
Yeah, Bushwick.
Huh?
Just put Bushwick.
Bushwick. Okay.
Yeah. This, like, really, really... Yeah, overcharger. I'm a video vixen. All fucking black women with fat asses say they're a video vixen.
What's really? A video vixen?
You know, fucking a fucking slut that fucking... She doesn't really dance. She just fucking shakes her... Literally just... That's all she does is shake her ass in front of a camera for a fucking... Fucking crap rap. Fucking... This is why I hate fucking rap. Because, I mean, they just get these fucking nasty fucking skeezes to just shake their ass. And then the fucking feminists want to blame me. It's like, oh, you're marginalizing, or you're marginalizing women, objectifying women. No, you bitches objectify yourselves by fucking subjecting yourselves by making the decision to shake your ass in front of a camera because you're just too fucking lazy to put in the fucking work to earn the money. And then you would say, oh, we earn less than men. Well, no, because you fucking make yourself less valuable by shaking your ass on the fucking corner. For some fucking rapper that isn't gonna go nowhere. And no, and she's like, I'm like looking at her. She's like fucking 280 pounds. She got, you know, she has she her legs are so fucking fat that her leg fat flaps are fucking covering her vagina. She has a stomach that's covering her vagina. Yeah, she's a fucking video vixen. What kind of fucking low standard ass rapper wants that representing him in his music?
The last
Jesus
link I sent you is
fuck
one
them.
Of a pregnant woman doing this shit.
You know what? I'm just like, this is gonna be one of those short ones where I'm just this is just upsetting now.
Did you look at the link? Look at the link first.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I'm pissed. Craving excitement. Allow me, Tara, to explore your carnal fantasies. White, firm, and soft in all the right places. 5'4", 140 pounds, which is 20 pounds for the baby that's growing inside of me, and a real form WD twins that will go as soon as I drop this kid off. Spend jaw-clenching, toe-curling time with me, a unique special treat. 100% short stay, $225 for the hour? Really? This box is hot? Really? Really? Serious, looking for 40 put. You know, really.
That's a real MILF right there. That's a bona fide.
No, not
right
not
there.
Even a not even not even because I don't want to fuck that. I don't want to fuck that. I will tell you the truth. I say to you on this day, my friend, that
no,
I will.
She is a MILF because
no
she's
no,
a,
no 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 no
a MILF. Mother Louis would like to fuck.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, man. Go fuck yourself. I like my women with, like, low standards, but
hello.
Fuck.
Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
My name is Chris Gio.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
I guess you're charging $225 because it's technically a threesome, right? I hope that kid that's growing inside of your fucking body right now gets dented by some big black cock. Fucking dumbass. How dare you? And that just upsets me. That just really fucking upsets me. Fuck it. You know, anyways, yeah, it's time for me to go.
Hold on. One more. How far is Glendale Ridgewood?
A couple miles.
Ooh. There's a soft-skinned, blue-haired, red, blue eyes, red hair, passion everywhere.
Okay.
From Europe, dude.
From Europe.
It looks real fake, but I'll let you take a look at that shit. Actually, you know what? Let me.
Stacy? No, I'm just kidding. Wouldn't that be hilarious if
that
I
would actually?
Wouldn't that shit be hilarious? Oh shit! Oh god, if it turned out to be a family member that I caught on this, oh, I would just be like, I would make a fucking appointment just to go over and whoop her ass. I would seriously drag her by the hair, drag her into the street, stomp her. I would fucking do Sharia law on her if I found out one of my family members was hooking. I would fucking honor kill one of them. I'd be like, really, word? You're gonna fucking disrespect our family by fucking sucking dick for money? Alright, here's some fucking gasoline, light a match, done.
Oh, hey, there's a Puerto Rican-looking chick here.
Puerto Rican-looking chick. That could be taken wrong. Alright, this is gonna be the last prank call of the night.
I hope, you know, she's if not, then this is gonna suck.
Tasty Tara is her name, and that flavor is AIDS.
Huh?
Her name is Tasty Tara, and her flavor is AIDS. Yummy. Tastes good going down. Pay your goddamn bill. Pay your goddamn bill.
Oh, man, fuck. I wanted to have one more good one in there before you decided to leave. I mean,
Fuck it. I'd like to thank everyone for listening and having fun. And thanks for the phone numbers, Kaleo, and everyone else who wants to remain nameless, I guess. If you guys want to help me out, help me continue the show, have more fun like this, help me improve the show, feel free to donate. I have a donate button from PayPal, and also I have a chip in. Or if you don't want to donate, and if you want to help me out still, go click the buy from Amazon and shop around, get whatever you want, so that way you're at least getting something and not just like giving me money. You know, it helps. I really help. Feel free to subscribe to me on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Tell your friends and your family about this. Also, feel free and sign up with Payza. It's also an alternative to PayPal. That helps me out. And yeah, man. Also, go on like when you click home, and there I also have a book there that I recommended that yesterday. It's a book that I'm reading, and I think it's fantastic, so I highly suggest everyone get it. It's called The United States Constitution, A Graphic Adaptation. Just go there, read the blog, and you'll see. And you could click the link, so that way you could buy it. It's the cheapest that I found it anywhere. I paid full price for it like an asshole. I should have just waited for them to ship it to me, and, you know, so that way I could read it, but it's fantastic, I tell you that much. And, you know, so, yeah, man, this has been Louis B, this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show, thank you for listening, thanks for having fun, and keeping it nice and light, and, yeah, and to all those people that I called, you suckers, and if you weren't doing wrong, God wouldn't have sent an evil such as mine to destroy
you. You're a jihadi.
I am. Yes, I have. Everything I do in the name of jihad.
No, that would be in the name of Allah, but that's okay.
I do it in jihad.
Jihad is holy war, but that's fine too.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not. It's my holy war because I have my own set of morality. Then I'm not doing it for any deity, because you know, God has not spoken to me. God doesn't talk to me. Me and him are not talking anymore. He does what he does, I do what I do, and
You guys aren't on friendly speaking terms?
No, we're not.
Oh, you gotta
he's forsaken me for some reason, so fuck it. So anyways, yes, this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show, and from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show, donk.